From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Savior's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm glad you're joining us today, and here to Let the Bible Speak is the Reverend John Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Curran, and it is my pleasure to be with you once again, and I pray that as we turn to God's Word, we will know His blessing and His presence in a very real way. I bring your attention today to Hebrews 11 once more, coming to the verses 17 through to 19. We read, "By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure." In Hebrews 11, the dominant quality in view is that of spiritual faith. It is obvious from the chapter that all of God's people, no matter when they lived, possessed true and genuine faith. But it is also plainly presented in the chapter that there was a different level of maturity of faith as far as the life and experience of the saints of those days are concerned. A fact that is demonstrated very remarkably in the case of Abraham. The narrative regarding him in this passage shows that Abraham's faith towered like a mountain peak above others. When we read of his faith in these verses, we think of Paul's words also over in Romans 4 verse 19, where it says of Abraham, he was not weak in faith, but was strong in faith. And therefore, faith in Abraham's spiritual life and walk was developed, it was matured, it was a mighty force in his life. And therefore, we want to look here today at these verses that I've just read with you, Hebrews 11, 17 and 19, where we have some views of Abraham's faith brought before us. There is, of course, the great trial of Abraham's faith. Verse 17 states that Abraham was tried. We refer then to Genesis 22 verse 1, where it says, God did tempt Abraham, and he tempted him in the sense that he tried him, or he tested him. The focus of the trial was the faith of this man. What took place, as is recorded in Genesis 22, with the offering up of Isaac, was a supreme test of the faith of the man of God. Now, there were other aspects of his spiritual life that were involved. It was a testing of his submission to God. Would he obey the Lord? It was a test to determine whether he loved the Lord more than Isaac. It was a test to determine which was the stronger in him, the old nature or the new man. But above all, it was a trial of his faith, signified by the language of the text, because it is declared that it was by faith Abraham offered up Isaac, his only begotten son. By faith he confronted this most severe challenge, and he went through it. But all the while his faith was being tried greatly. The intensity of the trial of his faith is shown here. It says in Genesis 22 verse 1, "After these things God did tempt Abraham." After all that the Lord already had done in his life by way of various other trials, he was now tested in this very severe manner when he was asked to give up his only son. And the reference also, of course, is to the great events of Genesis 21. After these things, God did tempt Abraham, that is, after Isaac's miraculous birth, after his being weaned amid scenes of great joy, when the cup of Abraham's gladness was full and running over, then there came the greatest trial he had ever faced. And we see in this, of course, a pattern in the life of many believers. We find that, for example, when Job had come to the heights of great blessing and great intimacy with God, he was tested by being handed over even to this devil himself in order to come under severe trial. We find in Paul's experience from 2 Corinthians 12 that after even caught up to the third heavens, when he had heard unspeakable things, when he had that great experience of actually meeting with the Lord in that very, very unique fashion, he was given the thorn in the flesh. So we find, therefore, that these trials that came to Abraham with regard to his faith came as a consequence of great blessing, or following in the wake of great blessing, and that is often the way it is in the life of the Christian. But the severity of this great trial of faith in Abraham is brought out most vividly by the words in Hebrews 11:17. These words, "He that received the promises offered up his only begotten Son." Now that's the key clause. It brings out the severity and intensity of the trial of Abraham's faith. He was being asked to do that which seemed to be a violation of the promises. In verse 18, the promise is recorded, "In Isaac shall thy seed be called." Abraham had received these marvelous promises from God concerning a son, and that son was Isaac, and it was in Isaac that the promise was set forth that there would be born a great nation, and from that nation there would come forth eventually the Messiah. Now, Abraham received those promises, he believed them, he fully expected their fulfillment. He saw them as in an initial sense coming to fruition in the birth of Isaac. But the future and fuller accomplishment of the promises depended on the preservation of Isaac's life. Thus, in being asked to sacrifice Isaac, Abraham was required to take a step that would render the promises null and void. What a trial of faith. How trying when God-given promises seem to be impossible of fulfillment. We think of old Caleb, that great man of God who's found in the book of Joshua. And as a young man of 40, Caleb was given the promise that God would give him Hebron. And yet, for over 40 years, he waited. And the delay was most testing. It seemed that he would never receive the fulfillment of the promise that God had given him. And yet, the day came when it was fulfilled. But during all those years, it must have seemed impossible that it would ever be fulfilled. And how often believers are taken through such times when God has wrought in your heart at some point, has assured you of some particular promise, has laid in your heart that which assures you that he's going to work in a certain way, and yet there's delay, there may be disappointment, there may be very great vexations and trials for your spirit, and you wonder in yourself, will this ever come to pass? Well, what you go through is what God's people always have gone through, when it seems that the very promises of God are being placed in jeopardy. But the intensity of the trial of Abraham's faith is seen in an even greater way when it is noticed that he received the promises not as a private believer, but as a trustee for all of God's people. Often in Scripture, we meet those to whom God has given a revelation of his will, and they are like representatives of others, trustees for others. God has clearly shown in Scripture that he uses the representative system, and that those who act as representatives for the rest of men often face intense trials of faith, the result of which have a bearing on the entire congregation. Numbers 13:26-33 refer to the 10 spies. They represented the tribes of Israel in this trial of faith, but their evil report caused the hearts of the people to melt into unbelief and murmuring against God, and caused the Lord's work to come to a standstill for 40 years. We think of others who are the very opposite. We find Eliezer, for example, one of David's mighty men, in 2 Samuel 23, who fought alone, and as a representative, he won the day, and the people reaped the reward of his stand. And there are times when representatives must take steps that to the human mind make no sense. This was Abraham's situation. He was a representative, as I've already indicated. Isaac had been given. He was the forebearer of the nation. He was the one from whom the Messiah was to come. And therefore, it must have appeared that whenever Abraham was been asked to take up his son Isaac and slay him, he was therefore being called to cut off his own hope, to cancel God's promise, to prevent the coming of the Messiah, to destroy the whole future of the gospel. And what a terrible trial of faith that must have been for Abraham, because he knew in his own mind that this was the way it appeared. This is what it seemed to be. And we must learn from all this that it is indeed a great trial for many a child of God to take a step that seems to be going against everything that is good for the work of God. But you see, notice here the great trust of Abraham's faith. By faith Abraham offered up Isaac. He exhibited great trust through this most severe trial. There was no delay. We're told in Genesis that eagerly he obeyed the Lord, and there was no doubt in his mind either about the outcome. You see, he believed that Isaac would be raised again. As we see here in this very passage, comparing it also with Genesis 22, we are taught that Abraham believed with all his heart that Isaac would be raised up again from the dead. And here is where Abraham's faith therefore really triumphed. In his own mind, he knew that God would keep his promise. And even though in obedience to the Lord he would slay his own son, God would bring him back from the dead, and therefore the great promises would not be placed in jeopardy at all. I trust today that you will be encouraged in your faith. Your faith may be going through great trial, but hold on to God. Look to him. The Lord will give you the grace to continue on. And what an example to those who are not saved. Here is what you need. You need a saving faith in Christ. You need the Lord Jesus. And thank God he never fails. May you come and seek him this day and believe upon him with all your heart.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.